咁咧就到到我哋最後一點就係、是、嗰啲凡係相信我嘅人，呢、这個乜嘢係叫相信嘅咧
？You say you believe in Jesus. Well, why don't you experience it then？
你話你相信耶穌，咁點解你冇咁嘅經歷咧
？You say you believe in Jesus and you've been baptized. So why don't you find it happening？
你話你相信耶穌，你受浸或者受洗啊？咁點解你唔發覺呢啲係喺你生命裏面發生咧
？Notice this。
我哋大家留意。
A fountain, a spring, is nothing in itself. Did you notice? It is simply, in fact, an emptiness.
一个泉源喺自己本身系乜嘢？只不过系一个空虚嘅地方。
What is a fountain? It is simply a hole in the ground. What is it? What else is a fountain?
咩系一个泉源？只不过一个喺地上面嘅窿。
It is nothing spectacular. Do you going to have people studying the beauty of a construction of a fountain? Have you ever seen anybody looking at a fountain?A man-made fountain, maybe yes, with fancy decorations. But a natural fountain, there is nothing to look at. It's just a hole in the rock.
冇咩嘢特別可以叫得我哋去留意、去欣賞嘅。喂，你話係一個人造嘅泉源，當然或者有啲人去睇下佢，但係喺一個普通自然嘅泉源啊，邊個會去睇佢咧
？A fountain, notice too. It is filled with that water of life. If it's going to be a fountain,
呢個泉源係要。有嗰啲活，充滿嗰啲活水嘅泉喺佢嗰度，有佢係成為一個泉源。
Now we can begin to see, to become to believe means that we are willing to be absolutely nothing to begin with, spiritually to have died to self.
咁喺呢度我哋睇到，假如我哋相信，假如我哋要相信嘅話，就係話要喺我哋開始嘅時候，要完全嘅冇咗自己，願意死去。
When we are willing to say, Lord.I am nothing. I know that I am spiritually nothing. Whatever the world may think me to be, I am nothing. Oh Lord, just be pleased to let the water of life fill me and go forth for me.
当我愿意对神讲话，我系完全系冇嘢，我完全系空虚嘅，一啲都冇嘅。愿佢嘅活水喺我里边就涌流，咁佢嘅活水就自然喺我里边就涌流出嚟。
So we see that there are the two stages of faith.
所以喺呢度我哋睇下有信是有两步。
The first stage of faith is becoming as a little child, a nobody in this world.
第一步要信嘅就要成为一个小孩子一样。
I tell you why, this is the reason that those people who go to theological colleges and collect their PhDs, God doesn't want to use them. Show me one PhD that God uses. Quote me one, please. That who's filled with his PhD, who's filled of pride.Until the PhD is willing to be a nobody, God doesn't even want to look at him.
呢个就系点解有好多所谓神学博士，佢哋去读神学，成为去深造成一个博士。神唔用佢哋，点解？因为佢哋以为佢哋有一啲嘢，其实直到佢哋愿意话我系一个不配嘅、完全冇我嘅人咧，佢神唔会用佢哋。
John Song understood this thing, this principle so well.
宗上帝他认识到这个的原理是这么好。
The principle of becoming nothing in order to, that God can be everything, so that the full power will be of God.
个原理就是当你自己成为无的时候，神的全部的能力就是在你那里出来。
It is for this reason, as many people don't understand, that he took all his decrees and diplomas and threw them overboard to signify that these things meant nothing to him and that he was willing to be nothing in this world.
就係因為呢個咁嘅緣故，佢將佢嘅所有嘅文憑一切嘅嘢，將佢置喺海度，去表示到佢呢啲對於佢唔成為任何嘅嘢。
Many people thought that it seemed to be a dramatic and rather unnecessary performance.
有好多人認為呢個好奇特嘅表現。
But John Song understood the spiritual life better than most people.
但係宗上帝佢認識到灵的生命比其他的更重要。
Take your idols and throw them out if you ever want to be used by God, if you ever know what faith is about in Jesus' meaning of faith.
掉走你的偶像，除非你能够掉走你的偶像，不然的话你不认识到什么是信，什么是认识耶稣。
So long as you hang on to your idols, how can you believe in God with all your heart?
你如果依然是从揸住你嘅偶像，我话你点可以系相信耶稣咧
？Because in the meantime you will be worshipping your idol。
因为咧，你又喺同样嘅时间咧，你又喺度咧系仲赞你嘅偶像。
Faith is either total or it is nothing in the Bible. You cannot have faith that is divided。
喺圣经里边嘅信心系全部份嘅，你唔能够话 信心咧係一半嘅。
We preached on that not very long ago when we spoke about the Lord's teaching of I being single。
啊，我哋喺唔係好耐以前我已經提到就係耶穌基督要我哋嘅眼係獨一嘅眼。
We saw that that is the definition of faith. When you have faith, you look entirely at God.A person who looks with one eye at God and the other eye, double vision, God doesn't look at such people. He cannot hear the prayers of such people. So if you do not find the rivers of living water flowing out through you, you better look at the idols that you still have stacked away somewhere in your heart.
所以假如你發現到你沒有活水在你的缸在你的裡面湧流出來的話你要留意一下查查你有什麼的偶像依然在你的心裡面的一角怎樣去保護自己
And remember those idols make you very proud My degree, my PhD, my whatever it is You are somebody in this world And when you are somebody in this world You are nobody in God's eyes
你不要忘記就是那些偶像使你成為一個驕傲的人你說我有這個學位有這個文憑有這個什麼無論是什麼那些當你認為你自己是一個怎樣成功的人在神的面前你就沒了
This is why we can see the ignorance of so many Christians when they invite a conference speaker they have to make sure that the degrees are stated it has to be doctor so and so or at least a reverend and then these are the people they are special they are special people if you can't put a title on him you better not invite him
所以有時候你就可以看到有些他負責做做這個過渡會或者培靈會的主辦人他們呢是他們的無知他們要怎樣要特別呢要在他的名稱後面要加一個什麼的博士或者學士或者甚至是至少都有個什麼牧師怎樣要加出來
And if the poor guy hasn't managed to come so far yet with a degree then you kindly get some unheard of college somewhere in the United States to issue one for himGive him a PhD from somewhere, or DD, or D, whatever it is, and make sure that eventually he becomes suddenly Dr. So and so.
假如你係人慈一啲嘅話，咁咧你就去係為呢個可憐嘅弟兄咧，去喺美國任何嘅地方咧買一張文憑，突然間咧佢成為一個咩博士或者點樣。
And so Billy Graham has to be Dr. Billy Graham.Even if he has never done one minute of research on anything, but in as far as academic degrees are concerned. But he has to be given, say that to his credit, he is not interested in the doctorate. Let me be fair to him. He is absolutely unconcerned with the degree. That is why God uses him. Have you ever heard him quoting himself as Dr. Anybody? He just speaks of himself as Billy.
所以呢好像郭培理咁嘅有人嚟叫郭培理博士點解佢哋咧要特別咧係要加佢個名，但係郭培理佢自己唔係話要呢個名，所以神咧依然係好，神咧係特別嘅重用佢，因為就算係佢同第二個人稱佢自己嘅時候，係叫自己做Billy。
And there are some people whom God did use at one time until some Christians came along and gave him a doctorate, and then God dropped him. There are some people that God used, but when somebody gave him a doctorate.And he began to feel important, God dropped him.
有些人他是神原本是用緊他但是有些人要給他一個學位給他一個博士的名稱那他呢很滿意接受了之後那神呢就開始不用他了。
I always remember that preacher that I heard in London once and I thought, I thank God for him. I said, oh Lord, just wonderful. Here is a man that you can use. He preached the word of God with such tremendous power. He was quite an educated man.And he preached the word of God with such tremendous power. I tell you, my heart rejoices every time I see a true servant of God.I thank God for him. I say, oh Lord, how many more of these we need. Give us more.
每一次當我見到一個能夠被神重用的人，我都在神的面前好感恩佢，就係求神都更加嘅加多可以呢啲重用嘅仆人喺呢度。
And you know what happened to this preacher? This dear man went to the United States, and some college which I have never heard of anyway, probably you have never heard of, pinned a D.D. on him, a Doctor of Divinity on him.
就係如果呢個嘅 如果这个弟兄他发生了什么事呢，他就是他去了美国，那有间学院，我这间学院或者你同我都没有听过，那就给一个神学的博士给他。
And he came back 2 years later to England, and he preached again, and I tell you something, there was not the slightest bit of power left in him. He was completely gone, finished.
2年之后他回来英国，他再呢是来到讲福音，但我要同你讲，神的能力在那里再没有在那里流出来，他完全的是没有了。
I tell you, that was a very saddening experience.
我要同大家讲这个非常之可惜的经验。
What do we learn from all this?
我们能够学到什么呢?
We learned again the principle of faith, that only when you are willing to be nothing in this world, to become as a little child, the meaning of those words is, a child in society is a nobody. He is a nobody in the eyes of the law. Among the Jews, a child was no better in status than a slave. You read that in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, 2.
我们学到什么呢? 就学到信的定义。就是说,除非我们要学到一个小孩子一样,不然的话,我们不是真正的信。在以色列那里我们看到呢小孩子那个地位呢是跟这个奴仆的地位是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, love not the world, otherwise the love of the Father will not be in you.
弟兄姐妹，不要爱这个世界，假如爱这个世界的话，父的爱就不会在你的里面。
Those are the words of the Apostle John.
这句话就是
But once we have been willing to be nothing in this world, and that takes a lot of dying, the second step is, Lord, you be everything. You are my all in all. You fill me totally and completely with nothing, no corner left out.
假如我们愿意成为完全无有的时候，这样是个虽然是要有很多的力量，很大的志愿，很大的力量来做出这个事，但到那时就说，神啊，你在我里面成为我的一切。
If you have taken these two steps, I tell you, you are going to begin, and you have taken it with all your heart, with all honesty, you are going to begin to feel the waters, the living waters of God, surging up into your being, from your innermost soul.
假如你是已经开始经过这两步的话，我要跟你讲，我要肯定地跟你讲，就是你会感受到基督的活水在你的心灵的里面，在你的里面就涌流出来。
By then you are going to think, I got the pressure in me. The love of Christ so constrains me, I got to witness to somebody. You're going to witness not because it's the right thing to do, you have to do it, it's the Christian duty to do it. It's not nothing like that at all, it's because you can't help doing it.
你去做不是因为这个是你必须做的，不是说因为你是一个基督徒你要做的事，而是因为呢你的里面的能力是令到你要去这样做。
You know, this is the secret of it. What you share, you multiply.
所以这个就是你能够从其他分享的话，你会更加会更多。
The more you share the power of God, the more the power of God will multiply to you.
你越是将神的能力来到彼此同其他人来到分手的话，神的能力在你里面越发的增多。
The more you keep it to yourself, the more you're going to lose it.
你如果是将神的能力呢只 是放在你自己里面的话，你不分享的话，那你会慢慢是失去了。
So this is the final point. We've got to remember this. The power of God there is to be shared.
所以最后一点就是说，神的能力是要分享出去。
The life of God has got to be shared.You may say, I haven't got very much. You share that little bit you've got and you're going to be surprised. You got more. Don't say to yourself, I'll wait till I've got a lot and then I will share it. You will never get a lot. Oh, brothers and sisters, learn the secret of this.If you have just a few drops of water in that cup of yours, of that life-giving water, you share those few drops. You may say, Lord, I haven't got much, but I'm willing to give this little bit that I have.
有啲少少嘅都拎出去。
And by the time you've given it to that thirsty soul to drink those few drops down, you look at your cup again and you find that the cup has come up half full, whereas you had only a little bit at the bottom before.
當你係將你嗰幾滴嘅水分享咗出去嘅時候，嗰、那個俾嗰個屬靈裏邊飢渴嘅人嘅時候，你又發現到你個杯以前係只有幾滴，但係而家咧似乎咧已經係有半杯咁高啦。
And you say, I take this half a cup. I'm not going to keep it to myself. You give it to somebody else to drink it again. And when you take back the cup, you'll find what happened. You've got a full cup.
即係你又話將呢個杯有半杯嘅，你再拎出去俾個需要嘅人。當你翻嚟嘅時候，你睇到啊，你個杯已經係滿咗啦。
God has poured more into it.
但是倒更多的进去。
And you take that full cup there and give it to somebody to drink and you find you've got a fountain.
你将你的杯拎去给大家喝，就发觉到你在你那里有泉源涌流出来。
I tell you, this is absolutely true. I say nothing to you but what is the truth that I know to be true in my own experience and everybody else's experience who does it.
我跟大家说这个是绝对的正确的。我不会跟大家我跟大家说是一定的正确，是我自己经历到有很多人其他人经历到的。
You say, I'll wait till I have a fountain coming. You don't even know you've got the fountain until you've given out the first few drops.
你说好，我等到个泉源我就涌流的时候，我先至俾你，都唔知道你会有泉源，或者你都只系有几滴。
That is the secret of what Jesus says here. He that gives, to him shall be given. The more you give, the more you get. There's no end to it.
呢个就系嗰个耶稣基督所讲嗰个秘诀，就系话嗰个施赠出去嘅，佢就会系得到更多。
You go out and try it today and prove the words of Jesus for yourself. The more you give, the more you get.
你今日开始出去要去证实耶稣基督所讲嘅话，你俾出去更多，你所得着嘅系更多。
Until you find you have become a fountain of living water.
直到你发现到你自己系一个活水嘅泉源。
You find, and this is the thing, think about it, that through you, any one of you who believes in Jesus in the way we have just spoken now, that total commitment.You will find what happens, that there is enough life-giving water flowing through any one of you to be a river. And how many multitudes can a river quench the thirst of? You think about that.
就是说任何个人，当中任何人，如果你有那个完全的奉献，完全的侍奉的话，完全的给神的时候，你就会发觉你成为一个江河，你可以想象到江河，然后多个人能够得到解渴呢？
Go out then and give the few drops that you have got. Start with that and see that when you are faithful in little things, God will entrust to you greater things.
出去，将你虽然系仅有几滴去分享出去。
And then you will notice how Jesus' words are true, how he transforms you. Oh, it's just so wonderful that as you believe in him, there comes forth rivers of water.
咁你就會發現到神嘅話語，耶穌基督話語係點樣正確，佢點樣改變咗你，你活水江河喺你裏邊點樣流出嚟
？How rich and meaningful is your life now？
幾咁嘅有意義，幾咁豐富喺你嘅生命裏邊
？Oh, life is so wonderful！
生命係咁奇妙。
When Jesus is in that life，
當耶穌基督喺你嘅生命裏邊
，And when Jesus is in your life， when you take him into your life by faith，
當耶穌基督喺你嘅生命嘅時候，當你接受耶穌基督。
You will find that there he is the fountain. He is the fountain in the fountain. He is the source of life in us. We have nothing of ourselves. Brothers and sisters, this world is a world full of death. Everywhere is death. We don't like to think about it, but it's there all the time. Only sometime when a loved one close to us passes away, then we wake up with a shock again that death is reigning in this world, as Romans 5 tells us.
直到有一日，我哋最亲爱嘅，我哋最亲密嘅人系死去嘅时候，咁我哋喺度咧，好。突然间被惊醒出嚟嘅时候，你就知道，你就认识到死亡喺呢个世界里边。
The destiny of every man in this world is the grave.
每个人在这个世界上面，他的目的地就是死亡。
Without Christ, life would not only be sad, it would not only be a tragedy, but it would be a very sad, pathetic joke in which we all are mocked.
如果我们没有基督在我们生命里面，这个生命只不过是一个很悲观 很悲憐的生命。
Every time a person dies, do you not think of the waste, the absolute waste that is in the world?
每一次當一個人死的時候，你豈不會想到在這個世界上有這麼多的消耗呢？
A person can speak so many languages, how many years they took to learn it, only to end up in the ground?
一個人，譬如他講這麼多種的言語，他用這麼多的年日來學習這些言語，但是他結果只是去到墳墓那裡。
All the beauty of that character, all the warmth that they brought to others, only to end up in the ground, is that what life is about?
那個這麼美麗的性格，這麼好的人性，是不是只是去到它完成的終點就是在地上呢？
You send so many years of study and toil and hard work just to end up in the ground. Is that all the destiny there is to man?
你用那麼多時間努力來讀書來學習，是不是就是你的終點只不過是去死亡那裡，去墳墓那裡呢？
We may not be afraid to die.
我們或者不會恐懼死亡。
We should not be afraid to die.
我們不應該恐懼死亡。
But we should think whether that is our destiny.
但我們要思想到是不是那個就是我們的終點。
Without Christ, we have no other destiny.
如果我們沒有基督的話，那個就是我們的目的地。
When some of the disciples left Jesus, he turned to the other disciples and said, Do you want to leave me too?
當有些學生要離開耶穌的時候，他轉去其他學生問他，是不是你也要離開我呢？
And Peter said to Jesus, Where shall we go? You only have the words of eternal life. There is nobody else who has life to give to us.
彼得說，你有永生之道，我還可以跟隨誰呢？
If you haven't got Jesus, you've got nothing.
如果你沒有耶穌基督的話，你沒有任何東西。
You're going to end up in the ground.
你的最終你是會完在地上。
What kind of hope have you got? What kind of prospect have you got beyond the next few years?
有什麼盼望你可以見到呢？
What have you got to live for?
你有什麼更值得你生存呢？
And don't just think about yourself. Think of those people out there who have nothing to live for.
不要只想著你自己，你想想那些在外出的人，他們沒有什麼值得給他們生存。
But when Jesus comes into our life, life takes on meaning.
當基督來到我們的生命的時候，生命就有意義了。
And not only meaning because we like to have meaning, but because we experience the power that backs up that meaning. Otherwise, meaning is just emptiness in itself, unless there is the power to back up the meaning, to make the meaning real, that it is reality we are talking about.
不單止是有意義，說我們要它有意義，是有基督的能力在那裡，來叫我們的生命有意義。
And when Jesus comes into our life, we find life is so meaningful.
當耶穌基督來到我們生命裡的時候，我們發覺我們的生命是這麼有意義。
You know, it's so surprising. I was sharing with Helen the other, just even yesterday, how one person can give so much meaning to life.
很奇妙的就是剛才和Helen分享到是這麼奇妙的，怎樣一個人能夠叫生命有意義。
That when you lose that person, life has no more meaning.
當你失去了這個人的時候，生命就沒有再有意義。
It is for this reason that some people commit suicide when they have lost somebody they love. Because life has no more meaning, there's no point to live on anymore. The one person who brought meaning to their lives is gone.
就是因為這個原因，有些人他失去了他愛的人的時候，他自己都去自殺，就是因為他在這個世界上再沒有意義了。唯一那個叫這個生命有意義的都要是走了。
You know, I spend a lot of time in Cambridge, in England.
我在英國劍橋有好一大段的時間。
And there was in Cambridge a beloved sister in the Lord.
在那裡有一個在主裡面的親愛的姊妹。
Both Helen and I loved her very much.
Helen 說我都非常愛她。
She was a little older than us, but she had such a radiance and beauty of Christ in her life.
她雖然是比我們年長一點，但她有基督的美麗在她發射出來。
Something was one of these people it's so good to be with, because you feel refreshed when you have had a little fellowship with them.
他就是好像那些好像其他一些咁好的人，你愿意同佢喺埋一齐嘅人，因为你会当你同佢有一段时间喺埋一齐嘅时候，你嘅生命会好似新鲜咗。
She knew no theology. She was no great Bible expert. But she was a wonderful witness. And how many, many people in Cambridge, whether undergraduates or postgraduates, they came to Christ through her witness. And those students she felt she could not witness to so well, she would call somebody else to witness to. Many times she called me to say, I've got somebody in the room. You've got to come and witness to him. She had such a loveliness in her life that even if nobody, if someone had never seen her before, they were immediately drawn. She was one of these people who could talk to a person on the street without any embarrassment or strain on the part of the other person. And such was her warmth and her love that whoever she invited normally came. She was truly a fountain of living water. I tell you this, one day she left Cambridge to serve the Lord in another place. And I tell you something remarkable. That after she left Cambridge, Cambridge lost all its meaning for me. It so surprised me and surprised Helen as well. She found the same thing. That before, when this sister was in Cambridge and we went there, Cambridge was always so interesting, so good place to be. But once she left, neither of us were interested anymore. We went there to do the work, yes, but Cambridge was never the same again. When I went to Cambridge again, I was not interested in the Cambridge backs. I was not interested in the River Cam or the trees. All those beautiful things somehow were suddenly meaningless. It was a lesson to me that it was one person with the beauty of Christ who made Cambridge meaningful to us. You know, Switzerland up to now has been a very nice place to me, not because I was so interested in the scenery, but because my mother was there. But I was saying to Helen last night, I dread going to Switzerland now. I dread it. Because I know that Switzerland will never be the same again for me. It has lost what was precious to me. It has become a beautiful box with nothing in it. No matter how beautiful is the box, it's not the box you're interested in. You're interested in what's in it. In the same way, Jesus is the one who gives meaning to our lives. If Jesus is not in my life becomes meaningless, pointless, an empty vessel, an empty box. There may be beautiful pictures on the box, there may be gold and silver on the box, there may be maybe the nicest decorations, but I'm not interested in the box, is it? I'm interested in what's in it. But turn it around. The person who has the who brings the joy and the beauty, the life of Christ, no matter how humble a place that may be, no matter how ugly the surroundings, it is the person who gives meaning to the surroundings. It is the content of the box that makes the ugliest box most valuable. So wait, when Jesus comes into my life, oh, the life is so meaningful. My life may not be very much in itself, in fact, nothing in itself, but when Jesus comes in, I become a fountain of living water. I have not only Jesus in me, but I can share Jesus with others. Have you got the meaning in your life? Have you got the richness in your life with Jesus' presence there? And because, as we said, the second point about believing is that He becomes all in all in us. Therefore, Jesus is He who is everything to me. He lives in me. He fills my life. May God then bless you in the coming weeks with a sense of His presence. I make you to be a fountain of living water, bringing that blessing and richness and joy to be shared with others. So others will bless God for the day they met you when you shared God's life with them. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.